الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan Ayameen. This program of this Islamic Studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to our class, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be on what it is called sometime in the medical field, which is bipolar disorder. And so I won't really get into the medical aspect of it, but I'm going to just tell you just a few things regarding it and how Islam looks at it. For example, Muslims acknowledge that everything unfolds according to the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to him. In moments of challenges, our Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, turn to Allah in prayer using the language of love and servitude. The traditions of the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, provide guidance on the matter of supplication, and also certain prayers are encouraged to be performed regularly in the morning, in the afternoon, and of course at night sometime, according to the importance of the advantages associated with such a disciplinary practice. Those rituals deepen more connection with the divine and serve as a source of spiritual strength and reliance in the face of trials. Allah, may glorify him, has promised to respond unto our call for help. So one of the du'as, or the supplication we can make to Allah, is that we say to him, and I read it in the English, because of our shortness of time and so much information to cover. I just want to talk about some various supplications that one can use when one is inflicted with some type of disease or disorder. This order I'm talking about this time around is bipolar disorder. I'll just say a few things about it. And when you're talking about, we recall Allah has promised to respond to our call for help. And when we say your Lord has proclaimed, call upon me, I will respond to you. And it's going to be in chapter 40, verse 60 of Quran. Call upon me, and I will respond to you. So we call upon Allah, and I've been saying this in a few other episodes, that we seek help from Allah. We ask of Allah. And here in chapter 40, verse 60, Allah says, call upon me, and I will respond. And also, when a person is sick and needing help, we will say to our Lord, or whoever, whoever among you is facing some type of ailment, and of course you can use it for any type of ailment, and not just bipolar, but I'm going to talk about a little later on. That is, we would say, our Lord is Allah, who is in the heaven, or in heaven. Your glory be your name. High is your name. Also, your command prevails in heaven and earth, and your mercy in heaven. Extend your mercy to the earth. Forgive our sins and mistakes. You are the Lord of the righteous. Send down healing from your mercy and a cure from your remedies upon this pain so that it may be healed. And so you have another supplication that we can make to Allah. This is also protecting from any kind of harm. And that is, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, he said, he who recites three times every morning and the evening, and he says, in the name of Allah, with whom name is protection against every kind of harm in the earth or in the heaven, and he is the all-hearer and all-knowing, nothing will harm him. And so also we can say to our Lord as far as protection, and of course you all can listen to this particular, I'm going through it a little bit fast. You all can go back and listen to this particular episode later on. And so these different protections and supplications I'm saying, you can listen to them and practice them and memorize them. And also when we talk about to seek forgiveness, and for just general well-being, we could say to our Lord, oh Allah, I see forgiveness in my well-being is in this world and hereafter. And so the other one I want to say is this is protection from all type of comprehensive protection. And we go to Allah and we say, oh Allah, protect me from my front, protect me from my right and my left, and from my above, and from refuge in your magnificence for being taken unaware from underneath me. So you want Allah to protect you from above, from the right, from the left, from the front, from the back, and underneath. Just surround you in His mercy. You want to ask that of Allah to protect you, to unprotect you, and to heal you from whatever going on with you and that is troubling you. And I want to read this other supplication, and that is, this is basically from every evil that brings harm to a person. And this one is, I seek protection in the perfect words of Allah from every evil that has been created. And so we asking this of Allah or from Allah that He also that He protects us from every type of evil. Some people may say no such thing as evil. You have the evil eye, evil of black magic, that kind of thing, and you ask for protection from Allah. And so you say what I just said, and so you seek protection in the perfect words of Allah from every evil that has been created. I want to just read one other to you when you're talking about protection from diseases. And that is, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from leprosy, madness, elephantitis, and evil diseases. And so you seeking refuge from Allah, protection from Allah, that Allah going to help you through whatever is ailing you, whatever diseases that are bothering you. And for the last few episodes, I've been talking about various diseases that afflict us as human beings. And so here we're talking about, it talks about madness, person crazy, going crazy from evil, from elephantitis, evil diseases. And so we ask Allah for protection from these things. And so I want to mention also to my beautiful students, and at this point we're going to talk about bipolar disorder. And so what do I mean by bipolar disorder? And that is basically when you're talking about bipolar disorder as it is explained. And so and that is formerly known or called the manic depression or illness or it has other names, and I won't get into the other names, but you're talking about manic depression, illness, or manic depression. These are the former names of bipolar disorder. It is a mental illness that causes unusual shift in person's mood, energy, activity levels, and concentration. These shifts can make it difficult to carry out day-to-day tasks. There are basically three types of bipolar disorder. I'm not going to name all three types. I'm not going to get into that. That's really not what this particular class is about. I'm just, in this class and other classes, I'm just talking about how Islam, it helps you through life. Real life, real challenge that we're going through, real trials that we're going through as human beings, either we're going through it personally, or we know someone is going through it, or a family member, or a friend, and so it'll give you some of the tools and put in your toolbox in order to help you to make it through. Of course, being patient with the individual and be able to identify the individual's diseases they may have. So we're talking about all three types of bipolar disorder involve clear changes in the mood, energy, and activity levels. These mood ranges from periods of the extreme up, elated. The person might be irritable or energized behavior, sometimes known as manic episodes. Or they could be basically the opposite. Could be very, very down, sad, indifferent, or hopeless periods. And this may be known as depressive episodes. Less severe manic periods are known as hypomanic episodes. And these things you can look up for yourself and find out more about them that I'm talking about. Depression, depressive episode, manic episode, and also hypermanic episode. I'm really not going to get into that. I just want to tell you how the very dua that I said, a very supplication I said earlier, that you will be able to use those various supplications to help someone that is going through what I'm talking about right now, which is bipolar disorder. Also, there's this order that associates with episodes of mood swings ranging from depressive lows to manic highs, as I mentioned to you before. The exact cause of bipolar disorder isn't known, but a combination of genetics, environment, altered brain structure, and chemistry. May play a role. Manic episodes may also include symptoms such as high energy, reduced need for sleep, or loss of touch with reality. Depressive episodes may include symptoms such as low energy, low motivation, or loss of interest in daily activities. Mood episodes may last days to months at a time, and may also be associated with suicidal thought. I talked about suicide before. Treatment is usually lifelong, and often it also involves a combination of medicine and also psychotherapy. These are just the various things I want you to understand when you're talking about bipolar. When you're talking about a person that is bipolar or bipolar disease, you may know someone, again, a friend that it might be bipolar. Sometime they're up and sometime they're down. And so I told you the various supplications you can say in order to ask Allah to help you with what this person is going through. Ask Allah. Allah is there 24/7, 24 hours of the day, 7 days a week. Allah is there. Allah does not sleep and does not slumber and does not get fatigued. Allah is there and asking, who's asking of me, and I will help them. Particularly, you make dua, or make supplication in the night when most people are asleep, and you get up, and also you wash yourself and make what they call the wudu, and then you make supplication to Allah. And then Allah asked those that are around him, he said, who's up and who's asking of me, I will give to them. Ask of me. You want help? Seek help from me. So right now, I'm trying to put in your toolbox those things that can help you as an individual to be able to identify bipolar disorder. And then from the spiritual side, how do you help that individual? And then you also have the medicine that can help the individual, which I won't get into that. You go to your doctor for that. And also any other type of treatment, psychotherapy, other treatments to help the individual to make it through. I'm just giving you some tools for your toolbox, for your Islamic toolbox to help you to help this individual. You probably scratch your head and wonder, why is this person like this? Why is this person always up? And then the next day or next moment, they're down. They had episodes of being up. Can't hardly sleep. And then the person is down, and they won't hardly wake up. They're always tired. They're inactive. Where one time they were very active, next time you see them, they're inactive. And it may be going to these things I'm talking about, which is bipolar, where they're up a lot and then where they're down a lot. And what I'm talking about here, I'm just giving some general information about bipolar. I am not analyzing this, although I do have a license in this area as far as social work is concerned, and we study these things also as imam from the spiritual side and from the Islamic perspective. I'm trying to combine them both. The spiritual side, and also the side when you're talking about helping people and being identified why this person is like how they are. And you will be able to identify, and not that you're a doctor or anything like that, but give you an idea of why this person is going through what they're going through. And so let me just talk about some signs or symptoms of when you're talking about a person who is bipolar. People with bipolar disorder, they experience periods of unusual intense emotions, changes in sleep patterns and activity level, and engage in behaviors that are out of character for them. Keep this in mind, please, my students, that you be able to identify it. You're not a professional, I understand that part. But you better identify what this person is going through. And then they may be different from how they usually are. And it may have intense emotions and their changes in their sleeping pattern, also in activities. They may engage in behavior that are out of character for them. Oftentimes, without recognizing their likely harmful or undesirable effects. These distinct periods are called mood episodes. Mood episodes are very different from the person's usual moods and behavior. During an episode, the symptoms that last every day for most of the day. Episodes may also last longer periods, such as days or weeks. So I just want you to be able to identify, you know how that person was such and such a day. Now, all of a sudden, they're like this of such a day, and it lasts for such a time. And so you can read more about it. Ask people that you know that are professional in this area about this whole thing about what you call the bipolar disorder. Again, it may something you may not realize, but Islam is for all times, for all people, and it touches all aspects of human beings. And so I'm just trying to match up some aspects, not all aspects, of Islam to some of the diseases that people go through, and maybe some kind of way it'll help you. Maybe you're going through this, so it may help you. Or someone you know going through it, family member going through it, a friend is going through it, someone is not your friend, or if not a family member, but they're going through something, and you may be able to identify it, and maybe offer some advice to others who are going through this, or people related to them, or friends to these individuals that are going through this. And I'm talking to people from all over the world. This particular podcast is all over the world. No matter what language you speak, no matter what culture you're in, it does not matter. It does not, or ethnic group you're part of, it does not matter. It has no limit when you call talking about disorders and diseases. It has no limit. It's not just for this group of people, and these people over here from this group, they're not going to be affected by it. I just want to put it out there to you so you'll be able to understand it. So you won't be so high because we're from this group. We're not going to get it, and we don't have to worry about it. No, it may affect you, or may affect someone in your family, so or your friends, or someone in your group. And they may be crying for help. And you may be the one that be able to help them with the various supplications and the dua that I mentioned to you all earlier. Dua is D-U-A. These are basic supplications that we make to Allah and ask Allah for help and guidance and protect us from the evil and evil diseases and sickness that we may be experiencing it. And take away from us, you are the healer. Take away from us. We want the healing, please, Allah, heal us. You are the healer that leaves no ailment behind or no remedy behind. I'm talking not remedy, or any kind of residue behind. Heal this individual that leaves no remedy behind. Residue behind. Nothing left. Just take it all away, whatever it may be. So you ask of Allah. Don't be afraid to ask of Allah. Allah is there and He's ready to help. You just have to go to Him for help. You may need it as an individual, or someone you know may need it. So I want to get into, because we're running out of time, I want to get into some of the symptoms of manic episodes, and also some of the symptoms of also of depressive episodes. So I'm going to sort of go back and forth, and hopefully you won't get them mixed up, but you always go back to this episode, and find out more about these things. So for manic episode, they feel feeling very up, elated, or extremely irritable, or kind of touchy. And so the opposite really of that, these are really opposite of each other, and that is depressive episode. They're feeling very down, very sad, or anxious. So when you're talking about a manic episode, you're talking about the person feeling jumpy, wiry, if you will, or wired up, fired up, if you will, or more active than usual. And so, on the other opposite, when you're talking about depressive episode, they are just, basically, they are what you would call very... Oh, well, I'm sorry. From the manic side, they are also very restless. And so, let's move on. Let's go when you're talking about depressive episode, feeling sort of slowed down. And I won't, hopefully I'm not mixing you all too much when you go back to this. This is all from, from the Manna episode. I think it might be better for me just to talk about one side and then the other side. Okay, this is all manic. So mid-episode or mid-class, I'm going to go all manic first. Then I'm going to go to depressive. Manic, having a here, what you're going to do is you're having a decreased need for sleep. Manic, talking fast about a lot of different things. Also manic, racing thoughts. Manic, feeling able to do many things at once without getting tired. Manic, having extreme appetite for food, drinking, sex, or other pleasurable activities. And also manic episode, feeling unusually important, talented, and powerful. These are the people that are experiencing manic episode. And so let's go to the other side. Just always think, you're talking about manic on one side, depression on the other side, and when you're talking about, so just think about the opposite of each. So now let's go to the depressive episode. That is having trouble falling asleep and waking up too early or sleeping too much. Also, depressive episode, talking very slowly, feeling unable to find anything to say, or forgetting a lot. Depressive episode, having trouble concentrating or making decisions. Depressive episode, feeling unable to do even simple tasks. Also, depressive episode, having a lack of interest in almost all activities. Depressive episode, feeling hopeless, worthless, or thinking about death or suicide. So these are the manic side. You have the manic side, and you have also depressive episode, and these are all associated with bipolar disorder. By meaning more than one or two. So this is a combination, this disease, of two things. And it can happen at different times. And you can be, all of a sudden the person is manic, all the things I mentioned about manic, and then the person can be depressive, down, all the things that I mentioned about depression. And I won't get into any more about that. I'm just trying to relate to you the reality of things when it comes to the talking about the Islamic belief and how it applies to our everyday life. How can it help us in our everyday life? And that we, for Muslims, we go to Allah first and ask for help from Allah. And we ask of Allah and we seek help from Allah. That's our source of help. That's our source. That's who we go to first and ask of Allah for those things that we need, protection that we need, and protection from the diseases that may affect us and inflict us. Either it's a physical disease or a mental health disease, we go to Allah for the help. And I want to mention one of the things to my beautiful students, and that is that we have to also remember to rely on Allah. And that is, we will say, our Lord, upon you we have relied, and to you we have returned, and to you is the destination. We rely on Allah, we return on Allah, we know we're going back to Allah. We ask Allah to help us. We ask Allah and let Allah know, Yo Allah, we know that we're supposed to rely on you. We don't rely on anything else or anyone else, we rely on you. Because when you in a cave by yourself, you're not by yourself, Allah is with you. If you had two in the cave, Allah is the third. If you have three in the cave, Allah is the fourth, and so on and so forth. Allah is always there with you. You just have to ask of Him and rely on Him and depend on Him. And so, my beautiful students, please, this is some information, some general information about bipolar diseases and how Islam looks at it and how Islam can help you make it through and be patient with it and the various supplications you can make in order to make it through. One of our great sponsors of this particular episode and some of our previous episodes is Muslim Social Services Agency. You can go to their website and see some of the great work that they're doing, and also you can also provide or help to them to help others, meaning you can donate at this particular website. And that is www.muslimsocialservicesagency.org. And you can go there, see what the people are doing there to help other people, and also you can go there and donate or encourage others in your life to donate. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.